Mexico City is covered in the worst smog it's seen in more than a decade. That's led the government to limit car traffic based on license plate numbers. Forced off the roads, people are crowding the subways and buses. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, it seems like every city resident has a story about how the pollution has made life harder.
Springtime is usually beautiful in Mexico City. The weather turns warmer and the purple jacaranda trees along boulevards and dotting neighborhoods are in full bloom.
Todo está más bonito, los días son más largos.
Everything is prettier now, says Fernando Padilla, a driver taking a break in a Mexico City park. It's usually his favorite time of the year, but this spring, his eyes are watering, his throat hurts, and one day a week, he can't use his car on the road, meaning he's poorer too. 10-year-old Julieta Mejia Cabrera isn't happy either. Today she got to go to the park, but since the anti-smog plan has gone into effect, she says everyone is stuck inside their classrooms even during lunchtime.
Creo y no podemos jugar con nuestros compañeros.
¿Y cómo se siente?
Aburrido, como en la casa.
We can't play with our friends. It's so boring, she adds. It's like being at home. Last month, for the first time since 2005, Mexico City officials declared a Phase 1 smog alert. Based on license plate numbers, everyone's car has to stay off the streets one day a week and one Saturday a month through the end of June. That's the start of the rainy season, which usually clears the air. Granted, smog levels aren't as high as in Beijing or even as high as they were back in the 1980s or 90s. But last week, the pollution was so bad, more than twice the acceptable levels, the city ordered even more vehicles off the streets. As one columnist here said, it was heaven for drivers on the traffic-free streets, but hell for those forced down into Mexico City's already saturated subway. Check out the commute for Sara Chavarria. She's trying to get to her job near downtown in a butcher shop, but she's already watched four packed to the gills trains go by. The subway was full before the smog alerts. Now it's even worse than ever, she says. And adds by the time she gets to work, she's already stressed out. I've been crushed, stepped on, and everything in between, she says. Mexico City's public transportation hasn't kept up with its population growth, especially in the suburbs. Government housing policies and investments in highways over public transportation has led to sprawl into neighboring states. There are now 23 million people in the Mexico City metropolitan area and nearly 6 million registered cars, says Gabriela Alarcón, an urban development expert with the Mexican Institute for Competitiveness. She says more needs to be done than just restricting traffic according to license plate numbers.
Because people adjust and they buy an additional car, and so then you would have even more congestion to an already very congested city.
And Alarcón says Mexico's smog standards are behind the times. A car bought in Mexico in 2016 has the same tailpipe emissions as a 2004 car sold in the U.S. Manager Juan Carlos Gutierrez tries to start his pizzeria's delivery motorcycle. He hasn't used it as much because of the smog prevention rules, so deliveries are down.
Estamos lagrimeando porque no hay entrada de...
I'm crying twice as much, says Gutierrez, once for all the smog in my eyes, and again because of all the money I'm losing. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.